The two conversed in whispers, then lay still, flattened among dead bodies off the path, while the unwary man came running by. But when he had passed them 50 yards or so, a field's width, say, a team of mules could plough, being faster at this work than oxen, dragging a bolted ploughshare in a furrow, both ran after him. And at the sound of feet he stood stock still, for in his heart he hoped that at a nod from Hector fellow Trojans were on their way to fetch him back. Now only a spear-throw distant from him, maybe less, he recognized the Achaean enemies and took to his heels. The two veered after him. As when two hounds, well-trained in tricks of game, hang on behind a young buck or a hare through wooded land, and the quarry races on, emitting shrieks of dread, so Diomedes and Odysseus, raider of cities, chased their man after they cut him off from his own army. Seaward he fled, and now, when he seemed headed straight into the sentry's arms, Athena set Diomedes raging not to give some other lucky Achaean the first shot by being slow to catch up. Poising his lance, Diomedes managed a great burst of speed and called out, "Halt, or else my spear goes through you. Plunging death is coming at my hands. You cannot get away." In fact, he threw, but missed deliberately. The spearhead passed above the man's right shoulder and stuck fast before him in the ground. In panic fear, the runner tripped and stopped. A chattering noise came from his mouth, and he turned faint and pale. The two men, panting, soon came up with him to pin his arms, but now in tears he begged them, "Take me alive. I can arrange a ransom. Iron and bronze and gold I have at home, and father will not count the cost if only he knows me safe amid the Achaean ships." The shrewd captain Odysseus answered him, "Courage, you need not feel your death so near. Tell me this, though, and plainly. What has brought you out of your camp and this way toward the ships alone by night, when others take their rest? Would you despoil some corpse among the dead, or were you sent by Hector to find out our dispositions at the ships? Or did you wish to find out yourself?" Dolon replied, his legs shaking under him,
"Carried away I was, against my own good sense, by Hector. He said Achilles's team would be my prize, his chariot too, all trimmed with bronze. He told me to go through the black night, now swiftly passing, and to approach our enemies, to learn if guards are posted at the ships as usual, or if the Achaeans, punished at our hands, are in accord to sail, and, being far gone in weariness, have no will for a night watch."
At this the great tactician smiled. He said, "By heaven, quite a reward was in your grasp. The car and horses owned by the great fighter, Aeacus's grandson. That is a fractious team for mortal men to master. Not for Achilles, but he was born of an immortal mother.